AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Saudi Arabia has agreed to completely cover the more than $270 million needed for emergency aid to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe inside Yemen. An official with a UN humanitarian agency in Yemen says the UN will need to revise its needs assessment after 3 months.
We are hoping that in these 3 months, then we'll revise the overall caseload and requirements for the humanitarian response in Yemen.
Senators Charles Schumer and Richard Blumenthal have introduced legislation that would require railroads to install additional safety technology by 2018 to help prevent crashes from speed and human error.
The Democrats from New York and Connecticut say delays are unacceptable for adding the communications and signaling system called Positive Train Control, or PTC. Blumenthal says the system helps slow trains in an emergency.
If the operator nods off, it is brought to a halt.
Schumer says it could have prevented crashes.
PTC technology is a lifesaver for both passenger trains and freight trains.
A separate bill by Republicans sets the deadline for 5 years from now. At Grand Central Terminal, Julie Walker, New York.
Baltimore's mayor and police commissioner are promising a thorough investigation into the death of a man injured while in police custody. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
I want citizens to know exactly how it happened. And if necessary, I will ensure that we will hold the right people accountable.
In Cyprus, the election for the Turkish Cypriot leadership will go to a second round. That's after none of the candidates got enough votes today to avoid a runoff in the election. This is AP Radio News. Furious 7 is still setting the pace at the movie box office.
Justin, you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
Furious 7 stays number one for a third straight weekend. The latest in the Fast and Furious franchise takes in another $29 million, putting its total take at a staggering $294 million, well ahead of the pace set by Fast and Furious 6.
Las Vegas.
Take it in, Cupcake.
I'm finally working the big leagues.
The comedy Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 opens in a close second this weekend, followed by the low-budget thriller Unfriended. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The obituary for an 81-year-old North Carolina man whose daughter says he was passionate about politics asked two things of family and friends. Instead of sending flowers, give money to charity. And as WSOC-TV reports, don't vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.